Talking some hoops here with the head coach up at Mercer in Dan Owens. He's the longtime head coach of the North Mercer girls basketball program. Just got off the phone here with Coach Stillwell, so we're going to make a U-turn here, go from Grundy over to Mercer on the schedule. I know team's pretty busy this week. Lady Cardinals coming off of a three-point loss. Great ball game against South Harrison Saturday night. We'll be at Gilman City Tuesday. Grundy are 5 on Friday, so it's back to conference play. Coach, how are you doing today?
You're doing good.
Even though it was a loss, I felt like that your team kind of, you know, especially kind of offensively where it's been kind of difficult for about a 2 to 3 week stretch, I feel like offensively and just with your level of play, you kind of took a couple of steps forward Saturday night. Despite the disappointment of the game, did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I thought our kids played really, really hard. Like I said, it was a great game. Two teams that came out right from the very start and competed hard against each other. They were just a little bit bigger. They had some big kids inside that were just a little too much for us, but as far as the effort, I couldn't ask anything more from all of our kids. I thought we played really hard, and we were focused. I told them today at practice that we knew they were focused because they finally hit some free throws, and I think they were locked in pretty much the whole game and just came up a little short.
You know, we know with Tori graduating that you lose that size on the inside, and her length is, you know, is that the most difficult part of trying to play a team like South Harrison this year, Coach, when you got a Hannah Carter who can rebound and score with the best of them, and you got to deal with her from 5 feet in?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, we didn't do a great job of getting her pushed away from the basket, and when she's deep in there catching the ball and also getting second shots, and she's a handful. And Maddie Fisher got in some foul trouble there early in the third quarter, especially with her fourth early, and so that kind of took one of our defenders that we were kind of switching up on, and Ashlyn Brown worked hard most of the night to guard her, she's just a handful and a very good player, and so she was quite a bit for us to handle.
Looked like Northeast Nottoway was kind of one of those games where not a lot of things are going well for either side on the offensive end. It's kind of a rock grinder, so to speak. Is it just kind of one of those games where you're just like, okay, let's find a way to win this game and get to the championship? Was there that kind of feeling Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of the style that they play. They're very well coached. They take their time. They get into their sets. They've got a great big girl inside that they can lob to. And, I think we guarded their guards pretty well and really did a decent job on her. But she was another case of we were just outsized inside and they were able to get some shots there. But overall, defensively, I was really pleased. I don't know what they had, 26 or 28 in the game. And they just made things tough for us at the offensive end, too. We were better in transition scoring, and they didn't allow a whole lot of that. So it was definitely a game where it was just a grind, and we played their style, and we were able to pull it out there at the end.
Well, for Mercer, I know you have Class 1 against Class 3, and there's no moral victories, and you'd be the first one to say we're really disappointed to lose that game. But I was watching that game in the third and the fourth quarter going, what a great benefit this is for your team and for South Harrison to get in the game that feels like a district championship game at a packed gym where it's really important for both sides. That's going to have lasting benefits for your group here going into late February, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. You know, we've had a couple losses against two very good teams, and we've had a lot of games that haven't been so close, so the games we can get like this, we really need to learn from and take advantage of, for later dates, and like you said, the atmosphere was great. We were on the road, and we had a good crowd, and they had a good crowd, and it was just a lot of fun, so really... I'm disappointed, but I don't think we could have done a whole lot of things different. I thought we played very, very hard.
You have the big three as far as, players that are the go-to players on your squad, but in listening to the game on the way over, I really got the sense that, some of your role players really stepped forward and had big games Saturday night.
Well, they did. Ashlyn Brown, like I say, defensively had a tough matchup, but offensively I thought she was very good. She hit a three. She's probably one of our better spot-up shooters that we've got, and she's just has to learn what is a really good shot and what's a shot to take, and that's coming. I see improvement at that end definitely every single game. So we've got to get Emma Shipley some more shots. She was pretty quiet most of the night until the fourth quarter, and we need to get her going a little bit more offensively and to go along with both Maddie Fisher and Rainey Michael.
Yeah, tomorrow night's going to be fun. You know, Gilman City is on, I think, a five-game winning streak. They're playing really well. Your team got back in the beam a little bit last week against South Harrison. Yeah, there aren't many games in the HDC where I feel like you look at it and say, okay, this is going to answer some questions. I think Mercer-Gilman City is going to be a really good matchup tomorrow night.
Well, it really is. They've got some very good guard play, one of the better players in our league, and it's their place. It's a relatively tough place to play, and like you say, they've got a good team this year, and hopefully we don't have a letdown game coming off of a big game with a big crowd, and like I said, I thought we were very ready to play, and that's kind of what I told them today. The challenge is to be able to get to that level in every game that we play, and we're going to find out Tuesday against a very good Gilman team.
Yeah, no question about it. Couple of road trips this week. Gilman on Tuesday, Grundy R5 on Friday. I did hear through the grapevine, Coach, you got the 2 seed behind Meadville for next week, correct?
Yes, right.
Who do you play in the opening round? Who and when do you play next week to open that tournament?
I haven't even looked. I did get the bracket last week, and I haven't even looked that far. I know that I'm not even sure who we play in the first round, to tell you the truth.
That's an honest answer, and you know what? I know it's probably floating around somewhere. I haven't even looked at the bracket yet, so it's on my to-do list for this week. Safe travels. Good luck down to Gilman City tomorrow, Coach. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck against the Lady Hawks.
All right. Thanks a lot.